Listening Library presents Five Summers by Una LaMarche. Read for you by Abigail Ravache. For Utah, the girls, not the state. Prologue from Emma in their fifth summer when the girls are age 14 during the last night of camp. There are some things that seem like they'll just never happen. There are the little things, like the first spring day after a bitterly cold winter, or learning to tie a cherry stem with your tongue. And then there are the bigger things. For example, my parents, who are giant nerds, sometimes wax poetic about Halley's Comet, which was last sighted a decade before I was born, when my mom and my dad, who hadn't even met yet, both had unironic mullets. You'd think they'd be embarrassed about them, but instead my mom just tickles the back of my dad's neck and says it means they were beshert, which is Yiddish for soulmates. Sure, Mom. Whatever gets you through those old albums. Anyway, Halley's Comet apparently won't show up again until I'm 65. 65! I still sleep with a pound puppy named Harold, whom I got when I was 6. So ever being old enough to get the senior discount at museums feels made up. Like the plot of one of those dystopian action movies. You know the ones when the voiceover guy starts out by saying, in this really grave tone, in a world where nothing is as it seems, and no one is safe. My last night at camp felt like that, like a twist ending that caught me, that caught all of us by surprise. We were 14 then, and had been going to camp.